Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Dav Zayin. We will begin on Dav Vav and Beis, two lines from the bottom. Ask the Gemara, V'nevatle ba'arba, why do we do Bittul Chametz on the night of Erev Pesach? Ask the Gemara, V'nevatle ba'arba, why don't we do Bittul Chametz 4 hours in the day? V'nevatle b'chamish, why don't we do Bittul Chametz 5 hours in the day? Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Lav Zman is Surahu. Since the chametz is not yet usur, v'lav zman biurhu, and it's also not the zman of bedika, so we are concerned that since these times, which the Gemara just suggested, when we should do bittul chametz, are not really times that have specific significance in halacha, the time, so they won't be times that a person will remember to do bedikas chametz. And therefore, we're concerned. Dama Pasha, if he will forget to do Bittul Chametz. And as we're learning in our Masechta, Bittul Chametz is certainly a very important part of what has to be done with Chametz before Pesach. The Rosh quotes a Tshuvas Rashi that we do Bittul Chametz at night, and we do Bittul Chametz B'Shas Sreif again. And the Rosh explains that we should do indeed two times Bittul Chametz, because sometimes we'll have chametz that we have left over to eat on Erev Pesach. We may even purchase new chametz to eat on Erev Pesach. That chametz that we're purchasing is certainly not included in the bittul that we had at night. At night, that chametz didn't even belong to us. And because of that, the halacha, he says, is you should do Bittul Chametz again by day. The Torah, quoting the Rabbeinu Peretz, says that by the Bittul that is said by day, you should say, Kol Chamira Dikabri Shusei, the Chamite Deloy Chamite, or the Ba'arte Deloy Ba'arte. By night, you should say, Deloy Chamite V'loy Bi'arte. So the Beis Yosef explains, because at night, you're not completely getting rid of all chametz. As we just said, you still need to eat chametz by day. Whereas by day, there's no more chametz, that you're not allowed to have any chametz left over. And therefore, we have to be sharper with our language when we make the bittul chametz by day than the bittul chametz which you recited at night. However, it really goes back to a question that we discussed. What was the reason that Chazal told us to make Bittul Chametz? Tosfos explained that the reason because of Hefker. The Rashi explained it has nothing to do with Hefker. It's just you want to make sure that you don't have any ownership of the Chametz. So therefore, we can understand why, according to Tosfos, we certainly have to do Bittul Chametz again by day. Because what we accomplish with the bittul chametz that we do at night is we make it into hefker. But then, the chametz that we're still going to eat after bedikas chametz or Erev Pesach by day, we are retracting from the bittul. Since we're retracting from the bittul, we have to say the bittul chametz again, and therefore, otherwise maybe the entire hefker will have become null and void. But according to the approach that Rashi and the Ramban explain, that the purpose of Bittul Chametz is by saying we don't want to have anything to do with that Chametz, there is really no need to be Mevatel, the Chametz that it was already Mevatel. And for them, the reason that we do Bittul Chametz by day is, as we said earlier, that it should go on the Chametz that we did not have in mind to be Mevatel at night. Ask the Gemara, when the Vatel B'Shit, why didn't Chazal establish that we should do Bittul Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour? That's when is the time for Sreifas Chametz. So we don't have to be concerned that somebody's going to forget to do Bittul Chametz at that time, because everybody's busy with the Chametz and burning it anyway. Answers the Gemara, Kivan the Sud Rabbanalei, since it already became Osir Midrabbanan, because indeed, as we said, Midraisa the Chametz only becomes Osir at the end of the sixth hour, but Chazal said it should already be Osir from the beginning of that hour. So we can't do Bittul Chametz at that point. It's too late, because it's Kisuri deraisa damya. At that point, it's something which is like osam deraisa. V'lab rishosay kaimi. So I don't have ownership of anymore. And you cannot be mevatel lematz mevatel. A person can't be mevatel something that he doesn't own. So therefore, you have to do the bitul chametz earlier when you still have ownership rights on it. And the Gemara proves that point. Amrav gidol amrav chiba yosef amrav hamekadesh. If somebody's mekadesh a woman sheish shos lamala, that time and on onward, I feel bechite kudenaisi. Even if they're wheat that are very hard, and first we're going to learn the simple pshat. Since they're very hard, even if they were rained on, it's unlikely they became chametz because the rain, the water, did not penetrate. Still, the halacha is a chayshin al kedushin. The kedushin is not a kedushin. And the simple pshat is that since from that point on, the Rabbanan said that chametz is asur, so it's not yours. If it's not yours, you can't be mekadesh anisha. As we know, when somebody gets married, the Masada Kedushin asks the chassan, as he gives the ring, before he gives the ring to the kala, does this ring belong to you? So therefore, since it's not yours, since Rabbanan, it's not yours, the halacha is, you can't. It's too late to do bittul, because you can't do bittul on something that is not yours. The obvious question, this whole din is only midrabanan, because midraisa chametz is only asur, as we've been discussing an hour later. So why at that point is the kedushin not a good kedushin? Midraisa, it should be a good kedushin. So the answer is that we know that kol mekadesh adas chachamim hu mekadesh. That's why under the chuppah, when there's a kedushin, we say harei at mekadesh li. So whoever is Mekadosh Anisha, it does it with the way Chazal wanted the Kedushin to take place. And if Chazal said at this point, this is considered Chometz, and it's not yours, so therefore, the halacha is, the Kedushin is not even valid with the Rabbanan. Another pshat is, that anything that's also Bahano, you cannot use for Kedushin. Because since it's awesome with Rabbanon, therefore it has no value. And as I saw other Rishonim take this point a step further, that the Chazal, when we are Mekadosh a woman, and it has to be Shava Pruta, it has to have value that somebody should want to pay for it. Chametz at that point is not something that anybody wants to pay for. And therefore, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. Another pshat in this entire Gemara is that the Chita de Kudnaisa are not really Chametz Midaraisa. It's either only Chametz Noiksha or it's not Chametz Midaraisa. So even though Midaraisa, the Chametz, is not Chametz, but since the Rabban called it Chametz, the Aloch is, it becomes Chametz. So the Raya from the Shechita, the Kudnaisa, is not that somebody is Mekadosh, a woman with Chametz at that time. The Raya from the Shechita, Kudnaisa, is that you can never do Bittul Kedushin on somebody which Chazal considered Chametz when the time it's also. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That after this man you can no longer be mevatel chametz. But Tanya, there was somebody sitting in the base of medrash. V'niska sheyesh lo chametz b'teich beisai. He remembers he has chametz at home. Mevatel b'libai. He could just do bittel and that will be enough. Achad Shabbos v'achad Yontif. This din applies whether it's Shabbos or Yontif. So the Gemara drills down. Bishlam Shabbos. The case that the Braisa refers to when it speaks about Shabbos, Mishkachas lo, Kigon Shchal Arba Asalius B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you're doing Bittul in the right time, and the Gemara is teaching us that you're in the Beis Medrash, the time for Bittul came, and what you should do is, you could do Bittul wherever you are. Ella Yontif asked the Gemara, presumably it's already on Pesach. On Pesach, Bosses Mani Suruhu, and we're learning now that you cannot do Bittul Chametz. We're learning now that you cannot do bittul chametz once it's after the Zman Isser. So how could the Gemara suggest that you could do bittul chametz on Pesach? The Ramban asks a question. We learned that when we learned Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Erevin, we had the concept also that one may not do any business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So specifically, we follow the opinion of Tosfos. The Tosfos said that every bittel is a hefker. So isn't that, why would that not be considered massive a matin, doing business on Shabbos, which we learned one may not do? So in answer to that question, the Maram Chalva answers that when Chazal said that massive a matin, business may not be done on Shabbos, what Chazal meant to say was buying and selling. The definition of a transaction, he explains, is where there's a buyer and a seller, or somebody giving the gift and somebody else receiving the gift. And our Gemara, by the bittel chametz, you're mafkir chametz, but nobody takes ownership of the chametz, and therefore it's not considered massive a matin b'Shabbos. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim with what the Gemara says, mevatle b'liboy. So the Ramban's opinion is that indeed, an effective bittel chametz could even be done just with bittel b'leiv. The Ran, however, says that mevatle b'liboy doesn't mean that you didn't say anything. That of course, you have to verbalize the bittel chametz. Because if you don't verbalize the bittel chametz, it remains dvarm shebelev. And we know throughout halacha, the halacha is dvarm shebelev, eren dvarm. Although I did see an interesting pshat from the Meiri. The Meiri suggests that even though usually we of course say dvarm shebelev, eren dvarm, and just because you thought something, that doesn't give it halachic meaning. But when we are certain that that was your intent, then we could be more lenient. So that's what the Gemara says. Dvarim shebelev have a dvarim that here, even though normally dvarim shebelev enem dvarim, here maybe it would be enough. Continues the Gemara. So the question was, how can you do bittel chametz on yontif? It's already too late. It's after the zman iser. Answers the Gemara. Amar v'achav by Yaakov. Hocha b'talmud yesh lefnei rabbi iskin. We're referring to a talmud who's sitting in front, by his rabbi in shir. And he remembers, he has a dough at home that had not yet become chametz. But he's concerned that he can't get up from, as Rashi says, he's learning by his Rebbe. He can't just leave the shir to go home and make sure to bake the dough before it becomes chametz, because he's not aleiv. Or, Rabbeinu Dammit says, it's not necessarily that he's sitting in front of his Rebbe. He just doesn't want to leave yeshiva. And because he doesn't want to leave yeshiva, but he's worried that his chametz, that this dough will become chametz before he gets home, what he does is, kodem mevatalei, he goes and he's mevatal the chametz, kodem the tachmetz, become the tachmetz before he gets chametz, otherwise it'll be too late, and he will be over by yirah, by yimotzen. Dekanami, and says the Gemara, that's the way we should learn. They were talking about a dough that didn't yet become chametz. So the question is, because what does it seem to be that he's in Beis Medrash, and he wants to come up with a way not to have to leave the Beis Medrash. So that's why he could still mevatel it, because it isn't chametz. But Shmami, no, of course, once it's chametz, then it's too late to mevatel it. The Sefer Pnei Shabbos teaches us a tremendous lesson. Even though, he says, he explains the Gemara Pidrush. The Gemara is saying you could have a person that Shabbos, it's Yontif, and he's sitting in the Beis Medrash. That doesn't absolve him from being concerned, explains the Sefer Pnei Shabbos, that Shem Yesh Chametz B'Toch Beisoy. It could be the most holiest time of the year. And you could be sitting and learning. You're still constantly have to be thinking, what's doing, do you have any chametz? We know we've spoken since the beginning of this Masechta that chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. And I saw another pshat along that line from the Divrei Yisrael, from the Majid Tzareba, who explains that what causes a person to realize that maybe he has chametz b'teich b'yisoy, that maybe not everything in his life is the way it's supposed to be. The fact that he's sitting in front of his Rebbe. A Talmud who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, that could cause him to start thinking about who I am and what I am and what is the situation with the Chometz B'toich Beisoy, where do I stand with my Yerushalayim. Amrava, Barafun Amrav, Hapash Ipsa, if you find moldy bread in a basket. Kiven shirups a matzah. If there's more matzah, we'll soon see what the Gemara means. Muteris. Ask the Gemara, hechidami, exactly what does the brisa mean here? Ilema, the yodaba, the chametzi, that you knew that this bread is chametz. So ask the Gemara, corrupts a matzah, my haver. Why should it make a difference if you have much matzah there? The chametz is chametz. Ella, the loya dinabe. The situation is where we don't know. We find this moldy dough here, and we don't know if it's chametz or matzah. So ask the Gemara if that's the, and now we have to decide, the halacha has to decide what to do with it. Ask the Gemara, so my area crafts a matzah. If the question is, I don't know what this mold is, I feel a color of some matzah. Why should it make a difference if there's more matzah or less matzah? Nasal bas basra. The halacha should be that we should always look what was this baxed used for last. Milay Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Masechta Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, that teaches this. The halacha is that in the first and second and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, after Trumas and Maaser Rishon are taken, you have to take off Maaser Sheni. The halacha of Maaser Sheni is that produce, 10%, that Maaser Sheni, is taken to Yerushalayim and must be eaten in Yerushalayim. But the Torah says that if one can't, or it's difficult to take everything up to Yerushalayim, what they could do is they could be paida, they could redeem the Maaser Sheni produce and take the money up to Yerushalayim, but the money that's taken up to Yerushalayim has to be used for food products. And they typically bought with it animals that were used for kabbonis. So says the Mishnah. If money is found in front in the meat market in Yerushalayim, loylam, we always have to think that this money is Maaser Sheni. So ask Rashi, why are we so quick to assume that this money is Maaser Sheni money? Maybe the buyer came with Maaser Sheni money, bought that animal now becomes Kadosh, and the money becomes the seller's. So in front of there's the seller and the buyer that have money in the meat market. So why don't we say that it's a 50-50 that came from either of them? So Rashi says that we have to go l'chumra. Since it's a question of meiser, we go l'chumra. But Tosfos asks, why are we so quick to say that it's 50-50, asks Tosfos. We shouldn't be so quick to say that it's 50-50 because there are also regular money which is found in Yerushalayim, and money which doesn't have any kedusha that's found in Yerushalayim is not nicer. So let's start with 50-50, and then add to that the regular money that's found there, and we won't have any more a 50-50 situation. So Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos says because most of the people who are found there are people who are buyers, there are many more buyers than sellers. So since there are many more buyers than sellers, we have to assume that it's Maaser Sheni money. Continues the Mishnah. What about money that's found on the Har HaBayis? There we could assume it's Chulin. Because most money, that it's not the meat market, and most money that's found there is not Maaser Sheni money. And Rashi goes on to explain. Since the Har HaBayis was on a slope, it wasn't a place that they every day cleaned, and therefore the money that's accumulated is from, we could assume it's chulin money, not Maaser Sheni money. So ask Tosfos, but isn't there a halacha that you're not allowed to walk onto the Har HaBayis carrying money? So how is there money? How can we be so quick to determine what is the status of that money if one may not go up to Har HaBayis carrying money altogether? So Tosfos answers that the issur of going with money up to the Har HaBayis is only when you're holding the money out. That's not covered. But if it's not out in display, then there is no problem of going up to the Har HaBayis with money. The Rambam has a different approach. The Rambam says that people would buy animals or different products that they needed on the Harabayas from the Lishka to bring for Kabonis. And they got change. So most money that you found in the Harabayas wasn't privately held money because people didn't hold their own privately held money. The money that was held, the money that we're talking about is money from the Lishka, which they got for change. Bishlaim. What about money that's found in Yerushalayim? So halachah b'shas regel during Yontiv Maisa. We assume that it's Maisa because that's what most of the money that you found in Yerushalayim that time of the year was. B'shayim Maisa Shana, the rest of the year chul. V'amar of Shmai Brazer Maitama. Why do we say that most of the money is Maisa Shani money? So he explains, however, Shuki Yerushalayim assuming the Skabu Koyoim. Unlike the Harabayas, which we explained a moment ago, was constantly, was really never swept, because there's no reason to sweep it, because it's on a slope. The Shuk Yerushalayim were swept every day, and every day the money that they found was the money from the day, was the money from the day before, and since it's the money from the day before, it's the last money. So whatever is the last that we find there, that's what we assume is what this is, what this is all about. Alma, so it makes the Gemara's point. I mean, what we always say is kamei kamei izalei. What was there earlier was swept away. And this is different money. So ask the Gemara, so why don't we say the same thing with the bread in the basket? Hakanami neimba kamei kamei izalei. What was there earlier was swept away. Whatever we find now is whatever we find was is what was there last. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hakadi Pusha Mechichalei. The fact that it's moldy shows that it was there for a while. And therefore, just saying whatever was there last is what we assume it is, can't work here. Ask the Gemara, back to the original question. So if this is unique, because he Pusha Mechichalei, so it's a raya that it was there for a while, corrupts a matzah might have. So why, if there'll be much matzah, will that help us any? It'll still be the same issue. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav, loitem shirav sa matzah. Don't say that there's more matzah. If there's more matzah or less matzah, that won't be a proof in any way. What it means is shirav yimei matzah alei. There were many days of Pesach passed, and since there's so many days of Pesach, we could assume that anything that's found here probably is matzah, but it's there for a while because it got moldy over the many days of Yom Tov the past. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then pshita. It's obvious that if this basket was used for matzah and many days of Pesach have already passed, that this, whatever we're finding here, that we can't really know for sure what it is obviously not matzah. Answers the Gemara, letzricha de pusha meruba. It's very moldy. So now the Gemara explains what is our question. Kiven the push meruba, since it's so very moldy, igloy milsa davadi chametz ma'alyahu. That should be a proof that it's chametz, because if it were just matzah, why is it so moldy? Kamash malon. So it still says the Gemara. Kiven shirov yimei matzah lei. Since so many days of Pesach have already passed, aminan we say kol yoyim v'yoyim nama chamima of. In their world, they used to bake bread on Pesach itself, and that warm bread put into the basket with the old bread makes it, the old bread, very moldy. That's why this bread is very moldy, but does this, what we're picking up here, is very moldy, but in no way is that necessarily an indication that that's from the chametz that was from there from before. Ask the Gemara, but the base, the fundamental assumption in this Gemara was that we always go with what was there last. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or me is lina basa basra, v'tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, m'shteva, tevish n'shtam shabba mas chul and mas maisa. You have a chest that you kept in that money, chul and money, and maisa sheni money. Imrav chul, and now we have money, and we don't know what is the status of that money. So says the Braisa, imrav chulin, if most of the money that's used there is chulin, so we assume that the money that we don't know for sure what it is chulin. Imroiv Maisa, and most of the money used in that chest is for Maisa, we assume it's Maisa. But ask the Gemara, Vamai, going back to the way we're learning our Gemara, Lazel Bas Sabasra, shouldn't we always look at what it was used first, last, and as the Rishonim explain that obviously they used to clean out the chest on a regular basis. Because if they didn't clean out the chest on a regular basis, then what was used last would never be a proof to anything. Answers the Gemara. They use this chest to keep chula money in it and maisa money in it. And we don't remember what it was used for last. So indeed, we always follow the list, but here we don't know what was list. Rav Zvid Amar, kigon shenishtam shebetziburin tzipurin. The chest was used at the same time for ma'aser sheni chulin money, and we just got confused which is the pile that's ma'aser sheni money and which is the pile that's chulin money. Rav Papa Amar. The case is the shtaka beguma. There was a little crevice in this chest. And since there's a crevice in this chest, we don't know how to look at this crevice. Maybe the money that was used there last was indeed chulin. But maybe when they were cleaning out all the Maisa Shani money, they didn't notice this money that was in that little corner. And therefore, it may have been there from before, and it's Maisa Shani money. So the Gemara goes into the halachas of birchas, of bedikas chametz. Says the Gemara, the brachas of bedikas chametz. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, boidik tzarech shivarech. Before you do bedikas chametz, you have to make a bracha. You don't make, all the Rishonim agree, that you don't make a bracha, a shachiyanu. The Torah says, in the name of the Baal Iter, you only make a bracha, shachiyanu, on something that has a very specific time. But as we've already learned in Amasechta, bedikas chametz, the proper time is Erev Pesach in the evening. But we learned if somebody leaves his home earlier, certainly if he leaves within 30 days of Pesach, or even if he leaves before that, as long as it is his intention to be home for Yontif, he has to do Bedikas Chametz. So since it doesn't have a very firm time, we don't make a Shechiyanu. The Rosh says that the Bedikas Chametz is not the Yontif. It's only something that we do in preparation of Yontif Pesach. Part of Yom Pesach is obviously not to have chametz in our home. So the shachiyonu that we make on the Yontif covers the bedikas chametz as well. The Avadram says that we only make a shachiyonu on a mitzvah that there's simcha by. But there's no real simcha, there's no pleasure to us, physical pleasure or even a specific ruchnistic pleasure from bedikas chametz. The Avadram gives another explain that, as we're going to speak in a moment, the purpose of bedikas chametz is ultimately to make beer chametz. So since the bedik is only a step towards the final goal, you don't make a shachiyanu. And another pshat that I saw is that you only make a shachiyanu on a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah chiyuv, is something that we're obligated to do. Here, it's just the opposite. We're just trying to get rid of the chametz. On that type of a mitzvah, you don't make a shachiyanu. So ask the Gemara Mai Mevarech, what is the bracha that we make by bedikas chametz? Rapapa mishmei derava levar chametz. The bracha that you make is levar chametz. Rapapa mishmei derava. The proper bracha that you make is albir chametz. So I saw that the Rishonim asked that the Gemara starts with a statement. Haboidik tzarech shivarech. So the Rishonim ask, of course you have to make a bracha. Before we do mitzvah, we always have to make a bracha. So why did the Gemara say pshita? So the Rosh explains that really when we do bedikas chametz, at that point there is no isser or bayiro bayimotzeh. So since at that point there is no isser or bayiro bayimotzeh, it will only come later, that's why maybe we shouldn't make a bracha. And in fact, that's what the Tavor says, that the Chiddush of our Gemara is that the bracha is made at the time of Bedikas Chametz on Erev Pesach in the evening, and not by Bir Chametz on Erev Pesach by Chatzos. Rebbeinu David suggests that since the entire Chiv, as we've been learning in our Masechta, for making Bedikas Chametz is only with Rabbanon, so maybe you don't have to make a bracha on it. And the Tzlach says, maybe when we're going to do the Bedikas Chametz, we'll find that our homes are clean and there is no chametz in the home. and therefore maybe we shouldn't make a bracha when we're not going to when we're going to do bedikas chametz and not find any chametz. Teaches us the Gemara that we still should do bedikas. We still make a bracha. But we just had a question: what is the proper nusach? So says the Gemara. Belavar, the wording levar kulam lepligi. The word levar, everybody agrees. The vadel haba mashma. It's referring to the beer that we're ultimately going to do. And therefore, it's a good wording. Keep pligi. The discussion we're having here is al beer. If you say al beer, masavim mikar mashma, it's something. It refers to something that was already done. And that's not true. As we're going to learn, a bracha should always be recited before we do the mitzvah, so that we can't say it. Omar and Rapop is of the opinion, laba mashma. It also means something that we're going to do. And since it refers to something that we're going to do, that's why we could use that nusach. So the question is, why do we make the bracha levayer? Shouldn't the bracha be livdoik? So Rashi explains that the word beer is another way of expressing bedika. When we say the bracha of abir chametz, by bedikas chametz, it doesn't mean burning. It actually means looking for the chametz. But other disagree. They explain that it means burning, but they explained that the entire purpose is for ultimately burning the chametz. And since the entire purpose of the bedikas chametz is ultimately to lead up to getting rid of all the chametz, to do the mitzvah tashbisu, and as we're learning, that's the mitzvah sasei, and it's more likely that you make a bracha on a mitzvah sasei than a mitzvah lo sasei. So therefore, the Taz says that the wording of the wording is made, the proper way to make the bracha is albir, because that's the ultimate goal. It's an interesting question. When do you make the bracha? So most Rishonim, and that's the way we, of course, do, make the bracha before we actually start Bedikas Chametz. But there are Rishonim that suggest that the bracha should only be made after you find Chametz. When you find Chametz, and that Chametz you find that you're going to burn, that's the time to make the bracha. Which opens up the famous question. The Ramah says that it's appropriate to put out pieces of bread before the bedika, to avoid that should be a bracha levatala. Because let's say you'll do bedikas chametz and then you won't find anything, your bracha will have ended up being a bracha levatala. But the Ramah himself says, im lo nosen lo ikef, that if somebody didn't put it down, it's the bedikas chametz still should be is fine and you can make the bracha. This is Ramah Simon Toflamid Beis, Sif Beis. The Taz actually holds that one should not put down pieces of bread. And he explains, because you may forget, and you may not find all the pieces of bread, and you'll end up having left chametz in your home. And he says it's not a bracha batala, because the Taz is following his opinion, where he says the bracha is referring to the beer that we're going to do on Erev Pesach, and that we're going to do no matter what. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even though the Taz is correct, since it's a minig that people leave the pieces of bread, the halacha is that we should follow the minig and leave pieces of bread. Although I did see that in certain communities, Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Haggadah Me'adam Hazmanim quotes the Gra that they did not put down any pieces of bread. I had a concern that maybe you're not going to end up finding any pieces of bread. So certainly if we follow, if I not find any chametz, so certainly we follow the opinion of the Taz that the bracha is going on the burning that's going to take place at Erev Yontif. There's certainly no issue at all. But even if we don't follow that opinion, the chiv is to do a bedika. He says a very nice raya. The halacha is that before we go to sleep, that we say brichas hamapel. And what happens if you're not going to be able to fall asleep? That doesn't make the brichas hamapel into bracha levatala, because you did what you were supposed to do. However, the Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Shas of Tshuvas van Hagus, Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Tes Vav, says that bizmanas and nowadays it may be very different, and it would be possible that bizmanas even the Gra would agree that we should put down the pieces of bread, because in in those days, in the time of the Gra, Bedikas Chametz was the time when they looked for the Chametz, when they cleaned the house for Pesach. So since that was the time that they cleaned the entire home for Pesach, that's when the Bracha Bedikas Chametz makes sense, and it's most likely you're going to find something if you haven't cleaned your home before now for Pesach. However, Bizman Hazeh, nobody waits for the night of Erev Pesach to start cleaning their home for Pesach. The home, by the time we get to Bedikas Chametz, are all perfectly clean. So on the contrary, it only makes sense to put down the bread, otherwise the bracha may seriously be a bracha levatala. In discussing the halacha of Bedikas Chametz, the halacha is that one should not do anything, speak out from the beginning of the Bedikas Chametz to the end of Bedikas Chametz, unless what he's speaking about is for the need for the Bedikas Chametz. But if somebody did speak, the halacha is that he doesn't have to make the bracha again, unless he spoke between making the bracha and starting the Bedikas Chametz. Then he would have to make another, then he would have maybe have to make another bracha because he made a hefsek. Certainly, the Poskim say that if while somebody's doing Bedikas Chametz, and if somebody wants to do Bedikas Chametz properly, as we're discussing, it could take quite a while. So of course the halacha is that you should make and use the bathroom in middle. The halacha is that you should make an ashiyotzar. Ashiyotzar is not considered a hefsek. Let's say someone has a number of places to do Bedikas Chametz. He has his own home and he has his place of business. And let's say he has elderly parents and elderly in-laws. So he's doing Bedikas Chametz in a number of places. Now the question is, could one bracha be, is one bracha going to suffice for all these places? The Mishnah Berurah discusses that going from one place, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis, says, Bebracha achas, yochel livdoik, kula kama batim. And the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zion says that going from one home to another home, it's not considered a hefsek. But the Mishnah Berurah himself seems not to be quite sure what's going to be when the homes are not so close to each other. So certainly in a situation where you have that the homes are not that close to each other and that the homes are not all owned by the same person. So certainly the best thing is if you're going to go help somebody do Bedikas Chametz, they're not able to do their own Bedikas Chametz. If they could do something, the best thing that they could do is that they should make the bracha, start the Bedika, and then you could continue finishing the rest of the Bedikas Chametz. But if that isn't possible, so a very important point that we have to make is that the person whose home you are doing Bedikas Chametz in should appoint you expressly to be a shliach. If you do Bedikas Chametz in someone's home without him having you expressly made you into a shliach, it's a very serious issue. Particularly, we go back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. The Tosfos says that the whole point of Bittul Chametz is because of Hefker. I can't be Mafker somebody else's prep. I can't be Mafker something that belongs to someone else. And even if we follow Rashi and the Rabban's point, still, if I wasn't appointed as a shliach, it becomes very, very difficult for me to make a bracha, for me to even do the mitzvah. So the proper way to do it, again, is if the person in whom's home you're doing the Bedikas Chametz could start, make the bracha and start, and then you'll continue, that would be best. If that isn't possible, number one, he should appoint you as a shliach. And as far as the bracha is concerned, so the Chachma Shloimeh tells us that what the person should do is have in mind when he does the first bedika, which is presumably in his own home, he should have in mind that he only wants the bracha to be effective for my own home and that the bracha should not be effective for anywhere else. By having in mind expressly that you want that the bracha should only be effective for your home, so then when you come to the other person's home or you come to your place of business, then for sure, by having had that in mind, the halacha will be that you could make a new bracha. So now we're back to our Gemara, which is discussing the proper nusach. Meisvei, we learned in a brisa when you make a bris, the brachas you make, Baruch Hashem Kishanem Tzvayis Utzvanu Al Hamila. So you see that you could say Al Hamila even on something that was already done. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Heichen Neima. What is the other option? Lomo, to say, I made the bris. Let's say he's not obligated to make the bris. Let's say it's not the father. Ask the Gemara via Ben. So what's going to be if the father makes, who's the father who has the obligation to make the mila? What will he say? Says the Gemara, and a chanami. If the father makes the bris, he should say lamo. The Shach, quoting the Rosh, says that if a father is able to do a bris himself, he should be the one to do the bris and not ask somebody else to do the bris. The Beis Halevi says a chiddush. The Beis Halevi says that if somebody appointed the moil to be a shliach, so we know the shluchah shel adam k'maisai, and therefore l'chatchila you could ask somebody else to be the moil, even if you know how to make a bris yourself. The Ktzois HaChayshin disagrees. The Ktzois says the mitzvah mila, the mitzvah of the father to do a bris for his son is a mitzvah shebegufay. Just like I can't ask a shliach to put on tefillin on my behalf, I can't ask a shliach to do a bris mila on my behalf if I could do. And he explains, most of the world when they have a bris, the moil does the bris, not the father himself. The moil doing the bris, he explains, is because all of Klal Yisrael have to make sure that every Jewish child has a bris mila. The Ktzav Sofer says you can't compare the mitzvah of mila to the mitzvah of tefillin. Mitzvah of tefillin is I have an obligation that I have to wear tefillin. Since I have an obligation that I have to wear tefillin, I can't ask someone else to do it on my behalf. By mila, it's my obligation to see that my child be gemalit. But it's not my obligation to do the mila itself. Meisvei asked the Gemara, when a shaychet shechs an animal, the bracha he makes is bracha shaychet shenem tzvayis utzvan ala shechita. The bracha is done before the shechita, and according to Rapapi, al means it was already done. How could you say that if the shechita wasn't done yet? Says the Baruch Nami Nami Neima. There says the Baruch, what wording do you want him to use? Neima Lishchot. She say Atzich Sonim Tzvanu Lishchot. Is he obligated to shecht an animal? There's no mitzvah that you have to shecht the animal, and there's the mitzvah you want to eat it, you have to shecht it, and certainly the shaychet has no obligation to shecht your animal. Says the Gemara. Okay, so that's an irregular animal. Pesach b'kotchim ayikul mevu. What about by carbon? Pesach by a carbon. Where there is a mitzvah to do the shechita, says the Gemara, enechanami, there the right nusach will be lishchot, that the proper lashon would be lishchot. Meisvei asked the Gemara, oh, it's a lulav la'atzmai, somebody makes the lulav for yontif, mevarach shechiyonim kimonim v'yonim lozman hazeh, not the lotus bay, he picks it up to do the mitzvah d'alaminim, oyma asheke shonam tzotzit tzvon antilis lulav. Again, the bracha is always made, as we're going to learn in a moment, before the mitzvah. Now, according to Rapapi, we said that al means that it was already done. Here it wasn't already done. So how could you say al n'til s'luv? Answers, the Gemara, Shani Hassan, the Be'idna, the Afik Nakabe. I am a kind of the mitzvah the moment I pick it up. And therefore, since I already fulfilled the mitzvah, the lashon of al n'til s'luv is very understandable. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the way you're understanding what happened, then the wording is difficult to understand. The Brisa says somebody who's going to do the mitzvah of lulav. According to the way we're understanding the Brisa, Yotzebei Mibayle, he was already Yotz the mitzvah, says the Gemara and the Chanami. You're right. When the Brisa used the word not Lotzebei, it's not exactly what it meant. Just, Shunda Kabbalah must say for Leisha B'sukkah, we're there, it's about somebody that's going to sit in the sukkah. But even though by the lulav I already did the mitzvah, the Ktani Sefer. And why was this wording necessary for the Sefer? Because in the Sefer it says, says the Gemara, the right thing to say is Abiyah Chametz. That even that Abiyah Chametz we say is Lamash, is something that's going to be. So Tosfos asks, it's difficult to understand. We have an option to say wording which is clearly correct, levar. Albir is somewhat ambiguous. So why do we use wording which is ambiguous? Why don't we just say levar, which is certainly the right wording? So the Ravid says that the Gemara says mebechoysav shel adam, that from the way a person recites a bracha, nicker we could tell if he's a Talmud Chacham. To say levar is not is obvious that would work. So we'd rather use a wording that is a chiddush that everybody that shows that the person who made the bracha knows what he's talking about. The Rishonim already try to understand when do we make a bracha with the lamed, and when do we make a bracha with the al. So the Rava wants to say that a mitzvah that's done on a regular basis, we make with a lamed. That's why, for example, tefillin. We put on tefillin every day. We put on tzitzis every day. So we say, lo nich tefillin sa'ateh b'tzitzis. Sani, which is only done infrequently, like b'dikas chametz, we say al bir chametz. So ask the Ramban, Chanukah, Shofar, which are also only done infrequently, and still we say the lamed. So he wants to say the following nafkamina. A mitzvah that you could l'chatchila do through someone else, you say al. But a mitzvah that you're supposed to do yourself, then you say with a lamed. The Rebbeinu Tam says a different nafkamina. He says a mitzvah that is completed as soon as you finish doing whatever you do, that's when you say al. But when the mitzvah is going to take a while, that's when you say la. But he himself says he's not clear what is the basis, where do we find that type of a nafkamina. Says the Gemara, the Kul Alma, but everybody has agreed that the mikar be'ina levruchi, that you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, menolon, how do you know that that is the halacha? Dama, Rav Yudam Shmuel, kol mitzvahs mevarech aleim oivel siyosin. All mitzvahs should be made, all brits, the bracha should be made before you do the mitzvah. My mashma asked him, "The high ayver loshin the kedumahu. From where do we know the ayver means before you did the mitzvah?" Arav Nachman Yitzchak, Dama Krad the pasuk says, "V'yaretz achimiatz darach akik of yaver sakushi." When Yoav ben Tzruya sent the kosher to tell David HaMelech that Avshalom died, achimiatz ran ahead of the kosher. So we see ayver goes in front. So the all the rishonim asked the question. Al Gemara uses the word oivel siyosin, which we're saying means before you did the mitzvah. And now we're going to have to prove, how do we know that oivel means before? So why don't you say an easier wording? You should say kaidim. And we'll say kaidim, then we won't have any question what it means. So the Rishonim already explained that two answers. One answer they give is that to teach us that you're supposed to make the bracha right before the mitzvah. And another lesson to teach us is that even though you should have made the bracha before you did the mitzvah, but for whatever reason you didn't make the bracha before you made the mitzvah, then you can make the bracha after you did the mitzvah as well. Abaye Amar Mahacha. The pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, "V'ahu avel ofneim." He went in front of all of his family to meet Esav. Everybody say Mahacha v'yava malchum ofneim v'shem b'roisham. The Navi Micha describes what it's going to look like when Mashiach comes meher b'yameinu. B'Rav Amri, chutz. By all mitzvahs, we make the bracha before we actually do the mitzvah. Chutz min tefila b'shayfer. Bishlam tefila. We understand tefila because akati gavri lechazi. So there are many different pshatim in the Rishonim. What does the Gemara mean? Some explain that we're referring here to a balkeri. That the halacha is that a balkeri, Ezra made a takana, should not do. It has to have tefillah before he can learn Torah, before he can daven. And the halacha is that he goes to the mikveh first, and then he makes the bracha. Because while till he did the tefillah, he's still a balkeri. Others say we're referring to a ger. And a ger makes a bracha when he does the geiris, but he can't make the bracha until he first immerses himself, because until he actually immerses himself, he's not yet a Jew. Others explain, by tefillah, there's always a concern that something will happen, that the tefillah will not end up being done right. And since we always need to be concerned that the tefillah won't be done, So that's why we wait until the tefillah was done. Otherwise, we'll have a situation of a bracha of atala. Actually, the minig is that when somebody makes a bracha on a tefillah, what we do is, first the person immerses them themselves, then makes the bracha, and then immerses themselves again. But ask the Gemara, oh Shaifer, why by Shaifer, my Tama is the reason why don't we make the bracha before we blow the Shaifer, like by all mitzvahs? We're concerned that maybe the Shaifer, the tekiah won't come out. If that's a concern, we should say that by Shechita, we could say that by Mila. Elam Rav Chisda, you're right. By all mitzvahs, including tekiah Shaifer, the bracha should be made before. Chutz mitfila b'lvar itmar. First you immerse yourself, and then you make the bracha. We learned in the Mishnah that the bedikas chametz should be done l'aran there. Menali, how do we know so? Answered the Gemara, Amar Chizda l'manu metziya, chipus, the Gemara is going to explain, chipus, mineris, miner. Metziya, the person, siv hocha, it says regarding chametz, shivas yomis or lo yimotzi b'batechem, v'ksiv hasam, by the silver cup that Yosef put into Binyamin's knapsack, v'chapas begodla hechel b'kotten kilo, v'yimtza, metziya mechipas the day, and there in the same parasha, it also says the word chipes, chipas meneiris, the ksiv be'esa yechapas ishlaim beneiris, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look beneiris, and beneiris, mener, the ksiv, ner elokim nishmas adam. So that's how we know that it should be done that way. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Chibina Rav. The Chibina Rav says that our Gemara is teaching us that we're learning the halacha of Bedikas Chametz from the story that happened by Yosef. So explains the Chibina Rav, what is the lesson that we're trying to learn from the silver cup with Yosef? So he explains that when they put the cup, they knew that Yosef put the cup, they knew he's going to find the cup. So from here we see that even though you know you're going to find it, you should still do it. The same reason, that's why he says the Chibina Rav, we should put down pieces of bread, so it should be the same way that they put down something that they knew they're going to find. Tadar the Bere Bishmol. Leil Abba also bait kan schamis lor aner. Vav bishen ra'il adover. Ask the Gemara, what did the Gemara add by quoting the Pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam? The Baruch Hu speaking at that point, he's saying when Mashiach comes, Meheri Yemenu, I won't examine everybody's deeds with a torch, the nafsh nahur dova that gives off a lot of light, el nahur de shaga, I'm going to use a small candle, the zut nahur tvei, which is small, that and therefore avoin rabba mishtakech, avoin zutach mishtakech. I'm only going to find the big sins, but the little sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be maishchol. Toshma, so that's why the Gemara was dissatisfied with just using the pasuk of Yechapis, just using the pasuk of Chapis Yushalayim B'Neiris, and therefore the Gemara quoted the other pasuk, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for the Ner.